When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends, we're here talking 90 Day and Angela's amazing body confidence. Out there.
Was that she was the star harassment? Of the show. That was so good.
I mean, that's like inappropriate. I feel like you can't do that.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. He sounds like he's used to so it though. Aggressive. A lot of women doing that. He said when they say that to me, I just try to, you know, balance it out or something. The poor guy. Yeah, you know, women can sexually harass and make people uncomfortable too.
Oh, absolutely. I think that every time I watch Below Deck and you see like a group of predatory women, you know, just out there, 100%. God, it's ridiculous.
When we first started drinking in high school, I think we got blacklisted from having pizza delivered, you know, trying to grab the guy's balls and stuff when he's delivering it. Oh, today I had the nastiest thing happen though. So I had to drive with the kids and I had to drive a long distance just to get this fabric or whatever. And the kids are laughing, the two older ones and the little ones in the middle. And I thought that we drove past like a cow farm, but it wasn't. And we're out in the middle where people are skydiving. It's a big airport. And yeah, I'm like thinking, oh, I do smell shit, but it smelled like manure, really. The kids were laughing hysterically. And then I look back in Vernon. The 20-month-year-old kid had a handful of shit that he had gotten out of his diaper, and it was the most disgusting thing. And it was on his foot. I had to take him out
and
clean him up on the side of the road. Thank God. For some reason, I grabbed a pack of wipes. I'm the worst about bringing diapers and wipes. And oh my God, it was so fucking gross.
Wait, so and the kids were laughing hysterically. Pulled out shit?
He did. Because he was sitting there kind of in his diaper, and thank God he didn't get any on his seat, but it was the most disgusting thing. None of the other, it was like a monkey at the zoo throwing their shit around. Oh my God, it was so nasty.
Oh, kids are disgusting.
It really is so gross. I wish it happened to Tyler.
That's hilarious.
Goes, oh, poor Vernon. Poor fucking Vernon. Poor me.
Poor you.
100%. Don't say poor Vernon. He's taking a dump wherever he sees fit. That's the life.
Seriously. Kids just shitting anywhere. Oh, what a mess. Oh, that's disgusting.
It really is.
All right. Anything else before we get into it? That was nice. Glad you shared that with us.
That's my life.
Check us out. On Patreon,
Texas,
guys.
That's the only shit storm of my life.
God. It's a new month. Texas. We're covering Seeking Sister Wife and Extreme Sisters, both wildly.
And it's extreme.
Bizarre.
It's going to be Extreme Murder by Christina.
I can't wait to talk about
that. If you're not watching Extreme Sisters and Seeking Sister Wife, it is by far way better than 90 Day Fiancé.
would agree. We're covering both of those.
Happily ever after.
Patreon.com/escapedrealitypodcast. Check us out. All right. Should we start with Angela and Michael?
Yes. Really, Angela. It's the Angela show. What the hell is Michael even involved in?
Angela. I know. There's nothing. Okay. I love her saying this quote of the episode for me. I can do anything, but I need my smokes and my cokes.
I need my smoke. I miss that. Oh my God. There's a bumper sticker.
Right. Like, cause she was like, am I strong enough to do this? I mean, I can do anything, but I need my cokes.
It's in the two things that are probably the worst for you, smoking cigarettes and drinking Coke. At least I don't do one of those things.
God, ridiculous. I don't understand. It seems like she hadn't thought about anything related to this surgery. It seems like whoever this woman in the crop top is,
fast track,
sold her down the land of like, if you show us on Instagram, we'll give you a discount. Like, she's definitely getting a discount for some kind.
If you show us on TV, they're getting good. The doctor seemed okay, but I put doctor on Twitter, I got yelled at. When the assistant said, "You keep those in your titties," you know you're not in an official medical service, because no one's saying titties unless you're at a strip club. I mean, my kids will say titty. They'll be like, "Oh, you want to?" Tyler's grandma says titty, which cracks me up every single time.
That's hilarious.
Or my kids will say tit. Like, you want mama's tit just to mess with and then get the baby to try to grab my boob since I cut them off. And the kids will say tit. And I'm like, don't say that word. Jesus. It sounds so weird to hear a 6-year-old say tit.
Right. Michael, this seems like a bad idea.
She's on the
phone. She got the surgery, right?
Yeah, and she looks freakishly thin. I think she looks better heavier.
When they said they staple your stomach the size of a banana, that's insane. What people
like, healthy.
It's crazy. It can't
be. It's not healthy. That's not okay.
That can't be like a thing that should be happening.
I have no midline. When did you ever have a midline? Since you were an infant, you've never had a midline.
Her pulling up the boob. And he's like, "Man, those are heavy." And she's like, "Yeah, you got to use two hands." It's like, Jesus.
Check it out, doc. See this, doc? And she's dropping them like a party trick. And she forgets that she sticks things in there. She forgets she has a pack of cigarettes and a lighter in her boobs.
Crazy.
She's gonna miss that type of purse.
I mean, the confidence she has. Do you?
Oh, well, yeah, all the time. And now that I'm thinner, my boobs, if they fall out here and there, I always stick my headphones in there. Keys are in there. When we were at the park, my keys go right in my boobs. I don't know why I do.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's a gift from God.
You and Angela.
Yeah.
God's purse.
It has to be I like wearing a sports bra for that. Nice, tight one. Yeah. But I used to put my phone in there when I'd exercise, but then I heard you shouldn't be putting your phone right up to your boob like that.
Right. She's a mess.
Watch this. It drops right on my lung. When she kept saying, "It's right on my lung." It's not in your lung, Angela, but I guess it must feel that way. But your lungs are a burnt piece of popcorn. It's not your tits hurting your lung. It's the pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess I just take an issue with somebody just choosing to do this when they've made no efforts to do anything. Like, yeah, she was walking around her backyard, but as her kids snitched on her, she's eating
on
sweets
TV.
Left, right, and center.
Right.
Like, I get
and everything
it. Everything
is
people,
diet.
A solution, but... Right.
Oh, no.
I mean, a lot
cheap?
Of it. It's a cheat with like some real serious implications where she didn't even take the doctor's advice to stop smoking.
You know, I could see if you weighed, if it was like you were 350, 400 pounds, maybe, and you lost 100 on your own.
Yes.
And
yes.
This was maybe. Yes. But even then, why can't you keep going? Think that it's healthy to staple your intestines or whatever.
No, of course
the size
it's not,
of a
but
fucking
I think
banana.
For people who are like morbidly obese, right?
You're better off being fat. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I think unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I think
then
that's
what
why
happens
some
if you
people
don't
do
stop?
It.
Can you burst it's, it open?
Yeah, I wonder. Burst the staples? God, I don't know.
Obesity is such a bitch, and it's so sick that food is so much cheaper to drive through the freaking drive-thru and get that nasty ass food.
Absolutely.
At least I eat at high-end drive-thrus like Cane's.
Oh, I had Cane's for the first time, everyone. Cane's chicken.
Wasn't
it was delicious. I mean, like, could I really enjoy my food with like 17,000 children running around?
You need to have it.
But it
maybe
was good.
One more time. Maybe Friday. Yeah, maybe. I'll bring it to you.
Gotta try to fit it in. Anything else, Angela?
Did you hear her when she calls Michael? She's like, I'll call you back in the middle of the night. They're middle of the night. I think she's just A-okay with waking him up, and his,
oh, of course,
his sleep cycle is just completely fucked.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Poor thing. And hilarious. Talking to the doctor, though, he was very handsome. And it is uncomfortable to have a handsome doctor.
Right. I mean, she handled it terribly. Like, she couldn't have been more awkward if she tried, you know?
My OBGYN was a doctor. I'm so happy that he was. When I gave birth the natural way and shit all over the table, he wasn't around that weekend because handsome for me to be doing that in front of. He sliced me open twice. That's okay. But God, he is too cute. I don't want a handsome doctor. I want an ugly doctor. Or I want a woman doctor.
Right. Yeah. As long as they're credentialed, that's all I care about.
My doctor I have right now, she is so sweet. I mean, God, if anybody heard me talking to her, I had to talk to her today. She's telling me blood work and I'm like going through all these scenarios and she's just, you're overthinking, Justine. She's really funny. She's like my dream doctor. She really tells me exactly what I need to hear. We're not there yet, Justine. We're not there. She's really funny.
Good. All right, let's talk Tiffany and Ronald. What a failure. Not shocked at all. I love
what a waste of our time. What is even going on?
She's trying to leave him, I guess. Listen, I think it's a real funny move to buy tickets for your children to go see their father. And then
see you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Then just cancel them. Listen, I get it. You've been paying for everything,
you're
but
upset.
You mm-hmm. already bought the ticket. So yeah. Is it to your children's benefit or not? And if not, like, you're holding it over his head.
You
like
get in the period the next day. It'd be like, when you get your period, you're like, oh, that's why I was so psychotic yesterday.
Right. Exactly.
Should've got on that airplane. Like, so I felt stupid. Bad for him. If I was in that situation,
too.
I'd want to see my kid.
I would ask Tiffany, from a person you met fresh out of rehab who'd recently stole his mother's fridge to sell for gambling money.
I'll never forget that.
Did you think that you were suddenly going to be financially supported? Like,
right.
Or did you get pregnant with someone who you had no financial support from anyways? So, like, I don't know what she's complaining about. Like, has he ever been financially supportive? I don't think so.
Right. He could send some, he could try and send a party favor to socks. I get that. But okay. Yeah. Is the bike his car something. Or is the yeah. bike a biker that I hate?
No. I think he rode up on like a
transportation.
It was a motorcycle. So I'm assuming it's his transportation.
She's saying bike. And I'm thinking if he has to fix his mode of transportation, you can't hold that against him.
You know, he went to that shop and bought that elephant, and then they were like, do you want a bag? And he was like, no. And then he rode off into the dirty air, like just riding on the motorcycle with the elephant. It's like, put it in a bag,
you know. I zoned out there.
Filthy.
Did he buy a stuffed animal elephant?
Yeah, big one. And then rode home with it. Just
that is such a waste of money.
Air, such a waste.
Buy some freaking clothes for your kids if you really want to do something. Nobody wants a stuffed animal.
Send some diapers, you know.
Yeah, I do feel bad for Tiffany, but she's an idiot. And Ronald, she's just going to put Ronald back in freaking drugs or the casino. It seems you're going to push somebody down the bad river.
It's just a series of unfortunate decisions. Like, this was just a bad, bad decision by her to go there initially. Bad decision for her to get pregnant. Bad decision to have a kid and marry someone who, it's just all bad.
Then you go there and pretend you're going to live there. And now I thought it was hilarious when she goes, I just didn't want to give birth on the floor. Valid point.
We thank you. We didn't need to watch that.
You know, I like Tiffany, but I do also like Ronald. And if he stays clean, he is trying. But
right.
And there is, I don't know the money, how the money exchanges from here in South Africa. That's all over my head, you know.
Yeah, I don't either. But it seems like it's a fucked exchange rate.
I just don't think there was a need to bring him back. And I don't want to see sad kids that are never going to see their dad. And poor little Daniel was calling him daddy. Now he's gone forever because mom's pissed.
I mean,
go get a job doing makeup on real people.
Right.
The internet is not going to pay the bills.
Like I said last week, to me, You don't need, Tiffany and Ronald, after seeing them this week, like, I feel like a one-time check-in is all you need. Really don't need Natalie and Mike, and really don't need Kalani and Osuelu to me.
Oh, I those hate three, Kalani and Osuelu.
Those are three I don't want to really want to watch.
How about that attorney that she goes and sees? She's crying. Go see a therapist, because this guy's saying, are you really, he gave her the worst advice and he was kind of on the other guy's side. And he was annoying. I wanted to punch him in the face.
He also had a real mask issue, keeping it above his nose.
She's crying in her mask. And
sometimes people get, a lot of times we see these people like go to attorneys and treat them like therapists. These people, you're getting the hour. They're talking to you to see if they can get a financial legal interaction out of you. Like, come on.
He doesn't give a shit about your life. Go call a tarot card reader. Oh, nobody gives a shit. Go call your mom.
Extreme sisters and those wackos.
And then get divorced. You obviously hate him. You hate Ronald. Right. You could see it in her face.
Well, she's resentful, which I would get if I was doing everything. Right. It's a bad situation.
Yeah, then she'd probably... Sad to say, I could see her just getting pregnant again with some new guy. She has three all over, you know.
Teen mom style.
What did you think was going to happen when you moved from South Africa? That he was going to be a billionaire? And
right.
You know, Bill Gates is available, Tiff. I just feel bad for little Daniel. He's so cute. Cute
little Daniel. He is cute.
She looks so much like him.
Yeah,
it's freaky. Does. The little girl is cute, looks too. Like she's her. A little monster, like my kids.
All right, Julia and Brandon. Oh, yeah.
I liked him when he jokes around with her, when he's like, can I come too? His face there was cute. Yeah.
I loved when he was talking to him about, like, she wanted to move away or whatever. And he's like, you just need to look at things realistically. And she's like, this is why you live farm. Too much realist. Yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, you know what? She has Touché. A point. Mm-hmm. You gotta shoot for the stars. You shoot for Vegas, you're gonna land on Richmond. There you go.
She was living in freaking Russia, living in America. Right. If that doesn't sound realistic, but she's making it happen.
Right. I worry Brandon may be happy stay farm all life. I love the way she talks.
Me too.
It's great.
She's got a nice little bod on her too.
Yeah, she does.
He gets cuter. He seems like he's gaining a little weight.
Yes, he looks a little heartier.
Looks a little manlier.
I mean, I get, like, when she said she wanted to be a wedding planner and then he's immediately like, you don't read or write English, like, touche. Good point. I'm sure, though, like, to her point, I think you could be supportive while also being like, well, once you got your English down, you could do it, you know?
And what is wedding planning these days? Now that they got Zola or whatever freaking website that is, and it kind of seems like an outdated occupation. It's not like Jennifer Lopez's day. Do you? Did you have a wedding planner?
I did. I had a day of wedding planner. That was crucial.
No, a day of, but not a person who's spending months.
Oh, well,
that
shit's so expensive. I mean, that's like.
Is that what she was thinking? Or you're thinking the day of?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
but that person worked at your venue, or is that just a third party person you hired?
Third person. And she was like.
Oh, wow.
I think like it was like $1,000 or something for the day.
Oh, that's a good deal just for one day of bullshit.
I mean, we had a lot of emails and shit ramping up to it. So like she did put in the work, but if you could make that your career, it's not bad.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. I think of a wedding planner as somebody who goes with like how freaking J-Lo's going there, and what a ridiculous movie. But again, great, solid movie. Good performance by J-Lo.
It was a good J-Lo performance. Yeah.
I loved it. His mom getting the letter. What is she ripping it? She had that shit open. Can you ask?
Can I open it? She did ask.
But it was she already said pretty much the whole gist before.
Right.
She didn't have time to read it.
I don't hate the parents anymore like I used to.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I think they seemed like they were genuine. Like, this is your next step, Julia.
Right.
And they seemed like they were, but it seemed Julia and them, I guess they're just nervous because you just don't know. But what happens if you're married already? Why would you get kicked out?
Right.
When does that happen?
Yeah, I don't think
they're just
frequently.
Worried because of the unknown. You just don't know. You can obviously tell they're in love. They seem
in love. Yes. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. 100%.
I buy him more and more. He looks at her more and more in a cute way.
Mm-hmm. It's nice and to see them off the too. Farm, as you will.
Yeah, it is life. Nice. I love her threatening that she's going to leave him. Hilarious. I think that's funny.
She's adorable.
She is cute. I love these women, though. They're a lot mouthier than American women, and I really appreciate it.
Me too. I think it's great. Say exactly what you want to say.
Really learn from them.
And these Eastern European women, absolutely.
Really?
Like
they don't
freaking
even speak
Natalie.
English completely, and they're just mouthing off. I fucking love it.
Like Natalie. Oh, well, I'd be nice to your friends if they didn't send you nudes.
Is he getting nudes, or is it DMs from being on a TV show?
She said it was a text from a friend or something.
Who's
a girl
him
from Nevada sent him her tits?
I feel like she's nuts because she's subconsciously or trying to slide in. She wants to fight about it from the get-go by saying she wants to move to Nevada. Why you want to move to Nevada if he's getting DM pics from a girl in Nevada?
He's psychotic. Their relationship is complete bullshit to me. Like when they were sitting there talking about Thanksgiving, he's like, it all starts at 6 a.m. and you're sliding that turkey in the oven.
A 22-pound turkey. That's a big fucking turkey. Where are they getting a 22-pound turkey?
Oh, yeah.
That's not average, is it?
No, it's big.
That's big. I
saw this comedian talking about like Thanksgiving. It was like, who decided like this holiday where one day of the year we all try to tackle this massive bird that no one knows how to cook? You know, it's like, it is funny. Like, we're just like, here we fucking go. Once a year, we cook a 30-pound bird.
God, I guess 22 pounds. How many people are, I guess that's normal. I don't know. And him, we got the fixings, potato. The way he talked about that food, he's never talked so lovingly about Natalie.
That was
hilarious. I mean, he just is so funny with it. And Thanksgiving is delicious, but.
And I just love like that they decided to sit in a hotel lobby during a pandemic and eat a meal. Like, what's the appeal
of
that?
They had a room.
Go to your room. Like, who wants to sit in front of people walking through with masks and shit, eating your shitty sushi?
The way she says love, she's so fucking creepy.
So creepy.
Honestly, sorry to go against women here, but I'm going to be a Kyle from Summer House. I'm team Mike. I think Natalie is a wild psychopath.
Yeah, I'm team neither of them. But if I had to pick, I mean, he's just as douchey to me for different reasons.
He's douchey,
reasons.
But I feel like if she wasn't so batshit crazy, they could make it work.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good point. Because, I mean, literally, he's like, what did he say? Sometimes you come off a little harsh. And then she's like, well, maybe you shouldn't send naked pictures and I'd be polite. It's like, okay, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I guess if he is getting boob pics, that is something. But how does she find him? How does she know? He obviously wouldn't be telling her that. Tyler better not tell me that if that ever happened.
He's going through her phone or something.
If he's not being disloyal, you should just delete it and move on with your life if you know your girlfriend or your wife is crazy.
Right.
But maybe he wants, maybe there's something that he does to rev her engine. I don't know.
And then he just gets up and leaves.
With his bags, he's.
I love how they tried so hard to act like we were gonna watch them be happy in that first episode, and everybody knew. Like, enough of this bullshit. Don't act like this is a happy love story.
And now she's here. So they weren't married a year. I wonder if she's allowed to stay. She's still here, right?
With
TikTok, yeah.
And she, I don't know.
Her appearance changes so much.
Yeah, she looks different in this episode. Yeah, it really does. I don't know.
And then she looks different nowadays when I see her. Oh, I'd love to speak to her. I would love to talk to her and really get her side of the story. Maybe it's editing. Maybe he's a real dick to her behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to date him, but he seems like a mellow guy. I mean, I'm going to go home and get drunk and drink beer and take shots.
Take shots. Make the best out of it.
Maybe he's an alcoholic. I don't know. It's bizarre. It's dumb.
Yeah. All right. Andrea and Elizabeth. God.
I hate them. I'm sorry I ever said I like this this season because it's shitty couple after shitty couple. And it makes you just want to throw my TV out the window, even though I'm watching it on my phone.
I take such issue with having to watch the same bullshit. We've been watching fake. The same fight. It's fake as fuck. When the brother, he said something like, you know, you come from a poor communist country. You should be busting your ass, not looking for a handout. It's like, bro, just because you were born Chuck's kid, you're getting a nice
you
little
haven't
life
done
here.
Shit it.
Don't act like you fucking working busted your ass. Yeah, stop it.
You didn't build anything for yourself. You're working for your dad. He's not going to get fired. You're not going to get in trouble if you show up late. Shut up.
Them acting like they helped build, like we've been here working. It's like, shut the fuck up. You guys are, just because you haven't been handed $100,000 does not mean that you haven't received $100,000 worth of assistance.
I'm sure they have. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Right. If it wasn't just one check.
Right.
From, yeah.
Right.
They've definitely, he's paying for all their DUIs. And okay. He's got four kids, Chuck does, with that psychopathic woman. And the two sisters, I can't stand their family. And the way Chuck talks, he seems so proud of himself that he didn't give Andre the money. Andre.
Yes.
I don't know how she says it the way she does. It's very
every
humorous
time.
Still.
That's hilarious. I mean, the sisters look like their faces are falling, like the work has turned on them. They're all so bitter and they're all so involved. This is like my nightmare would be marrying into a family like this with like totally. A bunch of people who feel entitled, who are bringing in all the bullshit all the time and act like they're having a family meeting. It's like,
and they're all talking about him. Meeting. I love that it's all surrounded about him and they can't shut up about him.
No, yeah. They just can't let it go. They're America and like he's a fucking communist. That's what they see it as, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're never.
He's an asshole the way that he talked to her when he came home, when she came home.
He was.
But,
hilarious.
You know, whatever. And when she's like, hey, he's going to work. They just are scared because he's going to do better than them. I doubt it. He's not going to work hard. He's just going to get a better. I can't imagine him working hard. Do you?
No. I mean, Andre, if you removed Andre from this family, he would look terrible, right? But because he's mixed in with these idiots, he looks like the lesser of two evils. But
and
I,
folding
you know,
laundry is a good ploy to try to act like he's a helpful person.
I mean, I love when she started crying when she came home. He's like, oh, don't fucking start crying right now. Like, that tells you. Like, that's how he really feels.
He's hilarious, though. But if I had to hang out with any of them, I'd pick Andre because the rest of them drive me up a fucking wall.
Oh, God. So annoying.
Chuck, to be number one, I mean, he's the worst. And I love how Andre is like, what, Chuck, he doesn't have enough balls just to call the shots? It's his company. I mean, it's true. And then they want him to work with Charlie. It's never going to happen. When he's Charlie Jr., Chuck Jr., that's so funny.
Of course, of
course. So there's Charles and then Charlie. He didn't want to be a Chuck. It is so funny when they, with you, names you pick.
I just,
but it was also fake outside.
Oh, so fake. They all go outside and they all come in. I mean, I love where he's like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, honestly, I'm not sorry. It's like, okay, what are you, three?
I mean,
I can't.
He is right. I'm not going to let this guy con my family or my dad. I would probably feel the same way, but. You just hate Charlie too.
No, totally. I hate all of them. They're terrible.
Yeah, I can't blame on Andre. Is really just taking a shot, and he's gonna get that money. He might not get $100,000 altogether.
He's getting some money.
But he's gonna get something.
Absolutely.
It's like Chuck can't help himself. Chuck gets off on giving. It's not to help Libby. It's his,
right.
It's his ego, huh?
Crazy.
Stupid. It seems so fake. And Libby's the worst actress out of all of them. She's the one that ruins it for me, I feel like. And she's the professional. Remember, she's in movies and shit. This isn't, you know, she's not a realtor for 10 years. No. She was an actress.
Right.
Then they got on this show.
Right.
It's all bullshit.
Totally.
Even they fall back to Rebecca's husband getting off the airplane with the script in his hand. It's all bullshit.
Oh, it pisses me off.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
They probably all love Andre. Andre.
They're out there having beers.
She says
with
it. Their accents just drive me nuts. Their Valley Girl, just the way they talk. I don't even know. It's not a vocal fry, but it's just obnoxious.
Yeah, it is. I hate them. All right, last but not least, Swelu and Kalani. Actually, last and least. I don't care. I just loved your tweet about him pounding the crepe.
Oh, was that a crepe?
Yes.
Oh, I hate him. I hate him and Kalani.
I do too. I also love your tweet
and the kids.
About her. Does she own a shirt, like a crew neck shirt?
And someone said always pants out. Too.
Pants too. She's always in a skirt.
And it's such an uncomfortable. As a woman, that is not comfortable. It get a not. Bra that supports your. That is so uncomfortable.
I don't. Tits out is a conscious decision. Like it is. She must take pride in it. You know, obviously we saw her tits on freaking OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So it's a thing for her. Obviously it's like very fetishy to just always have your tits out like that. It's too much.
And you know, once in a while is fine, whatever, but they're so big and it's such a, it's not just a little bit of cleavage. It's all the way to the freaking nipple. She moves. And I hate how she laughs. If you guys are so miserable, why are you laughing so much? Right?
The way she was talking to him too is like talking to a child.
Yes.
Like when she's like, "So, remember I told you?" And then she's not even saying anything. She's like letting him. It's like, "Uh-huh." It's like this is not a grown-up adult relationship. It drives me nuts. Can't stand them.
It's like she's his caretaker. And the way that she says his crying is manipulative, and what kind of marriage is this? I stuck up for their marriage before. Now it's like, just get freaking divorced then. He's a loser. She's a loser. The sister drives me nuts. I don't want to watch them.
I don't either.
Now there's two little kids involved and they're out to eat and they both don't have jobs. I guess they get money from this show, but him crying. It's like, shut the hell up. Stop crying.
I hate both of them. I don't understand why we need. This is the exact same shit we watched the last time they were on 90 Day, right? The same shit. Yeah. We're fighting. We're trying to work it out. We're in therapy. We don't need to keep watching this. We just don't. I'm sure you guys are loving this episode. We hate this.
Animal eat. Just the way that she was laughing at him when he was eating that food. It was so gross. He just wouldn't stop. And it was just bizarre the way he ate. I guess guys do eat that way fast, but he had still had so much food in his mouth and he still was taking these huge bites.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just sucking that thing down.
I
can't stand him. He makes me sick. I can't look at either of them.
I don't either. I'm not
food and smile I hate this season. And laugh.
Hate it.
If I was hating, I like Tyler. I love Tyler. You know, he doesn't drive me nuts. He's super helpful. And I still don't laugh and giggle like that. Maybe it's just my personality, but something's got to make me laugh. I don't know. The way that she laughs at him, like they're teenagers. Maybe that's her personality. If you're so miserable, what's so funny? I don't know. It's just bizarre.
I don't.
You're not that miserable. Are they faking it? Is everybody just faking it and their acting is so terrible?
Possible. Like you said, I think a lot of this shit is fake, unfortunately. Which is disappointing.
Ugh.
This is why I prefer Seeking Sister Wife and Extreme Sisters. This shit is not fake.
And Extreme Sisters, we've really done a 180.
I know, we really have. We've pivoted into the dumpster.
Extreme Sisters is, I mean, it's. Thank God it's not depressing. It's great.
No. Hilarious. God.
But,
all right, what else? Is that it?
I don't know how we're going to get through this whole season.
I don't either.
What is their storyline? The sister's going to come like she's doing an audit on them. I don't understand.
Let's be real.
It.
How are we going to get through any of this? This is all rough to me, with the exception of like two people.
Next week, we're going to get little baby Myla and Laura Croft. I want to say her name is. I don't freaking remember.
You know what we should do is just create a bracket. Everybody votes. Who do we stop talking about week by week? We're just cutting people by the end.
Yeah, no podcast.
By the end, it's just Jovi and Yara. Is that who's
Oh, yeah, Jovi and Yara.
Right.
I know it makes Jovi look like a freaking rock star. Like, come on, Jovi.
Ridiculous. All right, guys. We'll be back ranting more next week.
Oh, be Julie back. And Brandon are the golden children.
Right? They're the best. All right, guys. Crazy. We'll be back before you know it.
Love you guys. Oh, and give us a 5-star review if you
please do
freaking care about us.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.